Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Frau Blücher and the Drunken Horses. You're listening to Dizzoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I love Frau Blücher and the Drunken Horses. I just think they're fantastic. That's another song from their latest album, Lethal Pill Cocktail. We played quite a few tracks off that, actually. What is Frau Blücher and the Drunken Horses website?
FrauBlücher.com?
FrauBlücher.net. Unlucky. And it's FrauBlücher.net. Net, poorly being internet one, Tony, Neil, as I say, all the way from Brussels. This cracking band. Do get hold of that album. Really good. Right, as far as additional material goes this week, Tony.
Okay.
I only really want to talk about two things, and only one of them is on the tip of my tongue. And the reason it's on the tip of my tongue is because it's my tooth. It's finally come out. The wobbly tooth I've had for the last 6 months. It's been a pain in my neck for the last 30 years. Finally, yesterday morning, I woke up, did the usual, stuck my tongue on it, see how far it was moving, moved quite a long way, put my finger and thumb into my mouth and gently lifted it out. And do you know what that means?
What's that mean?
I'm ready to make the necklace. I've been planning a necklace made out of my own teeth for years, and I've been keeping hold of any that fell out, and over the last 10 years, I've actually lost four.
You've got to have a dream, haven't you?
But yeah, absolutely. And three of them fell out. I went through several years of not visiting the dentist, and if you're listening, kids, go to the dentist. And I lost three, and I thought the time has come to go to the dentist. The last one came out several years ago. Started going to the dentist, started seeing a dental hygienist, got my gums in order, but had this troublesome one from long ago down the front, which is finally gone. So it would appear that I've now lost the teeth I'm going to lose, other than obviously in more fights, right? So I'm pleased about that. And I planned to have, because I thought I'd lose more than four, I'd originally thought a necklace of five, But now what I'm going to do is I'm going to... What I need is a silversmith. I need a silversmith, Tony. If there's any silversmiths listening, maybe you could get in touch. It's quite difficult to say silversmith with a tooth missing, I've just discovered. If there are any silversmiths, if there's any silversmiths listening that would like to inlay 4 of my teeth into a piece of silver and make a necklace out of it, get in touch with paulieb@punkyradio.com and let's see if we can't make something magical together. I just want a situation one day when someone says, oh, that's an interesting necklace, what is it? And I can say, my teeth.
You don't hear a lot of silversmithing, do you?
Sorry?
Don't hear a lot of silversmithing going on.
I'm not sure how big it is, but I tell you what, mate, there's a lot of silver in the world.
This is true.
Somebody's making it.
And there's a lot of teeth.
But are they into punk rock? I don't know. Anyway, the second thing I want to say, I've just remembered, was I saw my nephew Matthew. I love Matthew. I saw my nephew Matthew today. He's 9 years old now. And I said, Matthew, he comes out with great pearls of wisdom. Just funny things. And I said, Matthew, I've lost a tooth. He went, oh, I hope you find it soon. Right, that's about it for that bit. If you've got a joke or poem for us, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com as well, titling your email Comedy Suburbs with a Joke, Poetry Corner with a Poem. I've had none over the last week. If you're a silversmith with any jokes, you could save everybody an email. That'd be good. Right, on with the next track. Yep. Excellent. This is a band from Leeds called Flies On You. We got their album a few weeks back now. It's a cracking album. It's had fabulous reviews from all over the place. This is just the biggest slice of authentic post-punk there's been since post-punk happened at the end of the 1970s. And I think you're going to like this a lot, Tony. The thing is, what is Flies On You's website?
Fliesonyou.co.uk?
It is indeed. It's Tony One, Paulie with Internet One, and this is Poor Excuse. You're listening to Destroy the Evidence Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Do you know what? I'm doing the whole show with a smile this week, and it must be quite a funny smile. So I've got this massive tooth missing out of the bottom of my gob. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I love that.
You do?
I'm never going to tire of it. Never going to tire of it. Thank you very much to Paul B. the Second's Mrs.
Do we have a name for her? We don't do it. It's Mrs., isn't it?
It's the Mrs. I don't know whether we got a name.
I don't know if we do.
Paul B. the other one, if you're listening, why don't you drop me a line and we'll find out what your Mrs. name is. I'll say, we won't name and shame her. We'll publicly congratulate her.
It's exactly.
Completely different, although she might not want to be on this show, to be honest. Who would? Well, let's find out.
So we've had, so thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, do leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment. Give us a follow if you like. We consider a follow a bit of a tickle.
Is it follows that? Or likes? What are you doing here?
I want both.
You want both, yeah?
I
follow
think,
it and like it.
I think Facebook, and I'm putting my computer program ahead on, I think the like thing isn't as good as a follow.
Right.
I think a like means you don't see all the posts that we put up. Well, I think
maybe
a follow
that's
means
what people
you
are
do.
Liking it.
Good point. If you don't want to see everything we put up on our page, just like us. If you do want to see everything we do, follow us.
Right.
There you go.
Get a following.
That's enough of that. One comment this week, and it's from Jen Glenn Crisan. Is it Jen? Is it Glenn? Who knows?
Who knows?
Pretty cool show. Oh, thank you very much. I went ahead and purchased from iTunes the Cambodian Space Project.
Wow.
I especially enjoyed Dance Twist.
Fantastic.
Yeah, please continue with presenting punky music from all over the world. This is the fellow Glenn, by the way. There you go. It's Glenn.
Of course it's Glenn. Female fronted. Female fronted, Glenn. You give yourself away every time.
Damn it.
Yeah, brilliant. I'm pleased about that.
Yeah, good.
And I hope people did enjoy last week's show because it was a little bit different to normal. But there was a good reason for it.
Yes.
It's a proper full-on four to the floor, balls to the wall, punky radio this week, as you probably already noticed with the first two tracks. And the next one is no exception. Is that it for Facebook,
buddy? That is it for Facebook, yeah.
So that concludes.
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
And now for something I'm very, very pleased about.
Okay.
Now, you know how last year I went to see King Automatic at a free gig in North East London?
Vaguely, yes.
Vaguely, yeah. Terrific live. I mean, what one man can do, like, it's incredible. He's incredible to watch. Absolutely brilliant live. And he's so much more than a one-man band. He's one man with a band, but the band are him.
Okay.
That's the best way I'd describe it. He's incredible what he does. Anyway, he's only gone and got a new album out. I'm over the moon. The album is called Lorraine Exotica. I'm not sure it's out yet, actually. I only heard about it the other day. It might be available for pre-order. I heard about it via Voodoo Rhythm that The King is signed to.
Okay.
It's a terrific album. I could have picked so many tracks off this. And I've gone for one that made me laugh because of the title. Because to the English, this just looks like Les Dalton. Well, who's that about? Les Dalton, eh? Song's called Les Dalton, but it's not, it's Les Dalton. And I don't know why it's Les Dalton, because obviously it's in French or something. But anyway, it just looks like Les Dalton.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Les Dalton. Hey, up, Les Dalton. Right, so I just wanted to play it, because it's really, it's catchy as hell. The album, I reckon it's his, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to stick my neck out and say it's his best one yet.
Okay.
His albums have been great, but I reckon In the Blue Corner that came out a few years ago was absolutely terrific, but I think this is even better. And do make sure you buy this album. One easy way to do it would be to go via his website, which is
kingautomatic.co.uk.
kingautomatic.com. I just told you he was French and he was on Voodoo Rhythm and you haven't even go to UK. Oh, Tony. Probably be in Instead 2, Tony 1. Stay tuned for Sick Thoughts. That's right, we're going to have two in a row here. But first up, this is King Automatic and Les Dalton.
Écoutez, bon les gens, la cruelle et douloureuse histoire des frères Dalton, qui furent l'incarnation du mal, et que ceci sert d'exemple à tous ceux que le diable écarte du droit chemin. Tout petit à l'école,
à la place de crayons, ils avaient des limes, en guise de cravate, des cordes de lin. Ne vous étonnez pas si leur tout premier crime fut d'avoir fait mourir leur maman de chagrin. Tagada, tagada, voilà les Dalton. Tagada, tagada, voilà les Dalton. C'était les Dalton. Tagada, tagada, il n'y a plus personne.
Les années passèrent.
Ils s'étaient débrouillés pour attraper la rage. Et ficelé le docteur qui faisait les vaccins. Et puis contaminèrent les gens du voisinage, s'amusant à les mordre et accuser les chiens. Tagada, tagada, voilà les Dalton. Tagada, tagada, voilà les Dalton. C'était les Dalton. Tagada, tagada, il n'y a plus personne. Mon ami, avant de les croiser, embrasse ta femme, serre-moi la main. Et vite sur la vie, va te faire assurer. Tranche-toi la gorge, jette-toi sous le tram. Tagada, tagada, voilà les Dalton. Tagada, tagada, voilà les Dalton. C'était les Dalton. Tagada, tagada, il n'y a plus personne.
Des centimes américains
qui s'étaient vaniteux et avides d'argent. Ils se livraient eux-mêmes pour toucher la prime, car ils étaient encore plus bêtes que méchants. Tagada, tagada, voilà les Dalton. Tagada, tagada, voilà les Dalton. C'était des Dalton. Tagada, tagada, il n'y a plus personne.
The Pigskin Bus.
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound Underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Sick Thoughts and a track called On the Street Where You Live. Sick Thoughts from Baltimore with a troubled background, as you probably tell by the subject matter, the sound of the song, and indeed the name of the band. But anyway, absolutely great. What is Sick Thoughts Facebook page?
Facebook.com/SickThoughts.
No, facebook.com/sick.thoughts.rnr. But when I look at it on the, as in rock and roll, but as I look at the RNR, it looks a bit like MR, which makes it facebook.com/sickthoughts, mister. Anyway, that was Sick Thoughts. Before that, King Automatic. Two great tracks in a row there. Did you do anything last week?
Well, it was Mother's Day, so I got the parents over, and I made fajitas.
Good Lord.
Oh, yes. Do treat them to it. A nice veggie fajitas.
Well, are your parents vegetarian?
Nope. We
I'm
are.
I'm teasing. I'm teasing. I was going to say, they're probably the least likely vegetarians in the known world, aren't they, your parents?
Yeah. We're all pretty much eat meat-eating backgrounds. Well, from that, not really. Right. No, I don't think so. I have problems with my headphones this week. Do you buy a lot of headphones?
No.
The last two I've bought, I always get problems with the jack at the end. For some reason, the wires always snap inside. I wonder if that was a common problem, because I'm always getting it.
Perhaps you could, if you have that problem, maybe you could email tony@punkyradio.com and we'll have a fascinating jack plug-related headphone feature next week.
Yeah, well, I'm starting to gather up a little graveyard of headphones, which are perfectly fine. They're just all unusable.
The headphone graveyard.
Yeah, it's quite sad, really.
There was something I wanted to tell you about, something I did last week, and I can't remember what it was, but just to go into the next track, I'll tell you about something that happened just last night. Oh, I know what it was.
Okay.
So last week, I decided to spend £70 on scratch cards.
Did you?
As an experiment.
Okay.
Like, don't ask me why. I haven't got the money to do things like this. Anyway, I didn't get 70 because I had to go to two different shops because one of them was running out of the pound ones. Hmm. So I got about 40 of them that were £1 and the rest were made up of £2 ones and £5 ones, right?
Did you go into this with any kind of idea how the experiment's going to pan out?
Yeah, that I wanted to win £250,000.
Okay, excellent. Okay.
That's what that was, just scratch cards, really. So anyway, it took me an hour and a half to scratch all 70 of them.
Right.
£30.
Ah.
So I'm not doing that again.
No.
That's it. I gave it a go. I've never been one to buy scratch cards before. I never bothered with them. I've always thought they'd rip off. And now I've proved to myself that they were. I took the ones that had got the winnings on back to the supermarket where I'd got some of them. And I said there's some small wins here. And the first one he goes, oh, this one's a tenner. I went, yeah. All right, well, it was one of the first ones I did. I got £10. I thought, I'm in the money. I just got nothing else. hour and a half it took me. And I thought, an hour and a half, £70. What could I get that would last an hour and a half for £70? And actually, you can do a lot in an hour and a half for £70.
You can get 3 massages.
That's more information than I needed, Tony. I don't know where you're going for these.
First thing that springs to mind.
I was actually thinking you could go and see 2 football matches, but they would last 3 hours.
Right.
Yeah, so I can't justify it.
I'd prefer the massage.
Anyway, if you want a message this week, listeners, don't buy £70 worth of scratch cards.
No.
Especially, well, if you can afford to lose the money, it's fun as an experiment. And it was fun as an experiment, and for that one day, I could afford to lose the money. But I didn't want to lose the money. I could have spent that money on other things, but I bought it on scratch cards, and I got £30.
Right.
I took a photograph of all the scratch cards laid out on the table beforehand. I might put it on Facebook. I didn't take a photograph of the winning ones, though. It was too sad. Right. Just quickly, before the next song, because we're into the From the Vaults bit. I've got a cracking one this week. Halfway through the show now, we do a track we haven't played for years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I was having a chat with my friend Una last night, because Una is a punk rocker. And years ago, at the Wasted Festival in Morecambe, she and some of her punk friends stood by the Eric Morecambe statue in Morecambe, and they copied the statue. And it's one of the funniest photographs I've ever seen. It's absolutely brilliant. And I didn't realise how long it was since I'd seen it, because she said, and I quote, "Oh, I'm going to have to go and look for that on MySpace."
Wow.
Exactly. So we've all been on Facebook for years, so she's going to send it to me. Anyway, the point is that Una and her boyfriend stroke life partner, Luke, are massive Cock Sparrow fans. And in 2007, can you believe this? Cock Sparrow brought out, I think, their last album. 2007, the time has flown, Tony.
Blimey.
And on that album, there was a song. And we've already played that song more than once, because it definitely would have been in one of our best ofs or on the Christmas special or whatever.
Yeah.
So we're probably playing this for at least the third time over 8 years. But it's so catchy, it's so brilliant, and really of its time, because Suicide Girls were all over MySpace, weren't they? Everyone.
Yeah, that was a massive phenomenon that kind of went away, didn't it?
Everywhere, and they just sort of vanished, didn't they?
Yeah, I haven't seen anything
Girls still about.
I bet they are.
It was an emo thing, wasn't it? It was a rock and roll thing, but they all look really cool, they all had tattoos, they're all young, they're all pretty, they're all had attitude and all that, and Cock Sparrow wrote a song about them, and it's coming up. That's what I'm basically saying. Let's do all the chat about this now. What is Cock Sparrow's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Cock Sparrow?
No, facebook.com/Cock Sparrow UK. What have I missed out here? Is it really poorly being internet 4, Tony Wong?
I think it is.
It is.
I've got
it?
One, haven't I? Yeah, yeah.
Ridiculous, yeah. So it's 4-1 to me, and this is Suicide Girls.
She knows it'll be alright. She's with the Suicide Girls, strutting down the street with an attitude like she owns the world. Don't even think she'd look at you. She's with the Suicide Girls. And when they're all together, you better watch out.
You're listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Cock Sparrow and She's with the Suicide Girls. Now, be very clever, by the way, Tony.
Okay.
I haven't played that song last. I've played it halfway through. I know that the From the Vaults bit is halfway through, but I know if I played that song last, you'd have an earworm until next week's show. It's too catchy for words. Do you know what I mean?
It is ridiculously catchy.
It's too catchy for words. Yeah. You'll be singing along to it while you're talking, while you're listening to us right now. That's my problem. Anyway, to try and take your mind off it for the time being, do you have any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
12 bar. Is it?
It is, as always. Yes.
There's my taxi.
No, good. Yes, it's still on. It's still where it was last week. Hasn't moved in these good few months. So it's on Holloway Road now. The old fibbers. Nothing's on Sunday, so I'm going to do Thursday to Saturday. This Thursday, Natalie Boudlardis, Jameson J, Bess Atwell, Nikki Akinjinmi, and Adam Blake.
It's you were pleased about Adam Blake, weren't you?
I really was. Thursday evening. I have no idea how much you think that would be.
Me neither. And I'm going to go £5.
It is £5.
Nice.
Yeah. Friday night. Band of Holy Joy, the new Southern Electric and Subterranean DJs. It's a night of dirty transgressive beat music.
Uh-oh.
Mm. How much do you think Friday night?
£6.
£7.
Wow, they're messing with my mind, they these really 12 are. People these days.
And finally, Saturday night, The King's Scroll, Limb to Limb, and Blast Beat Blues. It's a Milena Presents night.
Wow.
Bit of a first.
There's some new stuff going on down at 12 Bar.
There is. So how much do you think?
Oh, Tony. £6.
It is £6.
Yeah. Phew.
576.
576. Down the road from the Beast. Might have exchanged pleasantries.
Yeah, I think they'd know each other. They'd probably nod on the way past.
They'd be close enough, wouldn't they? Yeah, yeah. I think, yeah. Might pass the time.
Yeah.
Say things like, nice day for it.
Yeah.
Turned out nice again. Maybe. So, that for the time being, that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar.
But there may be more later in the show, am I right?
They certainly will.
Oh, the dulcet Tony. You are dulcet Tony Hearn. Right, excellent. I tell you what, should we have two songs in a row now?
Yep.
What a good idea. Luna Sopor. I hope I'm saying that right. All the way from San Francisco. I haven't played them this year, I don't think. But we got, or maybe start of this year. We got the album, I think, late last year. And a couple of people wrote into us saying what a brilliant voice the lead singer had. And I thought, you know what? I need to revisit this album. And I revisited this afternoon, Tony, and we haven't played enough from them.
Okay.
So I'm going to sort that out right now. What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ Luna Sopor.
It is indeed. It's Tony 2, Paulie being in step 4. Luna Sopor is Lunasopor. Maybe you know how to pronounce it. I certainly don't. Perhaps if you went on our Hear Me Out page, you could leave us a little note of how to say it.
You maybe could, yes.
Just a thought, isn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll mention Hear Me Out a little bit later on, so you know what we're talking about as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Stay tuned for Hardcore Punk from Belo Horizonte. But in the meantime, this is Luna Sopor, and this is Cake.
My human condition is killing me. This pain is weak.
Tuna Town?
Somos todos vítimas da situação. Corremos para os lados e colocamos pelo chão. Contando os pedaços, quebramos feitos quecos. Quem sofreu, esqueceu e se perdeu. Vítima do ódio, da arrogância e da discórdia. Reprimidos, esquecidos, incompreendidos. Somos vítimas da situação. Pedindo todo dia um pouco de atenção. Tentamos comidas, farrapos e moedas. Um lixo todo dia, um fantasma toda noite. Vítimas da estupidez, arrogância e da discórdia. Ocupando seu espaço, resistindo seu descanso. Porque quem sofreu esqueceu o que perdeu. Vítimas da situação, pedindo todo dia um pouco de atenção. Sentamos comidas, barrapos e moedas. O lixo todo dia, o fantasma toda noite. Vítimas da estupidez, arrogância e da discórdia. Ocupando seu espaço, resistindo ao seu descanso. Porque quem sofreu esqueceu o que perdeu.
You're listening to the Dusterphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Posuidos and a track called Vítimas. And I hope I pronounced those right, all the way from Brazil. South Central, I'm calling that.
Okay.
All right. Hmm. South Central, Belo Horizonte, which I think means below horizon. I don't think you need to be an expert to get that, do you? Really. So it probably means below the horizontal, and it's probably something to do with maths. I don't know. I've never been to Brazil. They might all like maths. What is Posuidos Bandcamp page?
Posuidos.bandcamp.com.
It is indeed. It's Tony 3, Port of the Internet 4. Something of a fight back.
Excellent.
At this point. You've got chances here. Are you doing anything this week?
I've got the dentist appointment this week, which is always good fun. Maybe I'll swallow something else this week.
I beg your pardon?
Well, last time I was there, I swallowed a piece of his equipment.
Right, Tony, can we stop this? Because in the first half of the show, you went on about backstreet massages, and now you're talking about swallowing dentist equipment. Can you just... Please. It's not that kind of a show.
You're the one with a dirty mind.
You should go and see a mental hygienist.
Yes, quick. Apart from that, that's about it, really. That's my exciting week. What are you up to?
I start my new act competition that I do annually for stand-up comics in Hearts and Beds this Thursday at the Engineers Arms in Henlow. They've already sold 60 tickets. Excellent work. We've got about 10 comics on, which should be quite something. And I think it's £10 a ticket. Pound a comedian, you get me for free. What a deal.
Wow.
Then on Saturday night, I'm doing a new show at the Wigmore Arms in Luton, where I'll be comparing. You've got three great acts on. John Mann, Rick Wright and Dan Evans. Three cracking stand-up comics. I think that's £10 a ticket as well. You just have to get in touch with the pub if you fancy coming to that. Wigmore Arms in Luton. I'm afraid I haven't got much more information than that to hand. On Friday night, I might, and I know I'm always threatening to go and see bands and then don't get round to it, but I might be going to see Sleaford Mods.
Oh, right. Nice.
Club 85 in Hitchin. They're playing. I don't know whether there's still tickets, but I have to wait to see, because I've got a friend staying and I want to see if they fancy coming as well before I decide to go. But I would like to go if I get the chance to. So that's my week this week. Now, could you, as I mentioned it before, could you just mention to everyone what Hear Me Out is?
Hear Me Out.
Hear Me Out.
Hear Me Out is like an audio Twitter, is the best way we can say it. It's a service you can sign up for. And you, instead of tweets, you post snippets of audio. So you record yourself for 42 seconds, up to 42 seconds, and it goes out to the world. We use it every week, and we Hear Me Out a little preview of the show. Now, there isn't a page you can go to. It's an app-only service. The website is hearmeoutapp.com. You can get Android or Apple, so you have to download one of those. And then you can use the service. You can follow us at Punky Radio. Alternatively, you can go to our Facebook page, and every week we post our preview on there. There's a link so you can listen to them and see what it is, but you do have to use the app really to use it. So why not download the app and follow us and send us some messages.
It seems to be a sort of Twitter for the car, doesn't it?
It is, and it's a fledgling service, so it is worth signing up and getting on now and having a look. It's
yeah, you could be the start of something big. It could be something that just fizzles out. We don't know, but it's I think it looks good.
It is good, and it is good.
Yeah.
And it is well suited to us. You know, you can send us, rather than a message, you can send us a little snippet, and we'll play it.
And if I ever get round to it, I'm going to do my 30-second song each week, aren't I?
There you go, yeah.
That's what I'm planning. I knew there was something I was forgetting to do on Hear Me Out. That'll be another thing to get involved with. Me and social networks, we love each other. Right, I'm going to play another song, Tone.
Okay.
And I'm just going to tell you what it is.
Go on,
it's UK Subs. It's Deconstruct. Listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was UK Subs, track called Deconstruct from their latest album, Yellow Leader. A couple of interesting facts here. We played Cock Sparrow and UK Subs in the same show. That is two vintage, classic punk rock bands right there. Interestingly, Cock Sparrow actually started in 1972 as a pub rock band and then became a punk band over time. And UK Subs, of course, started in 1666, the same year as the Great Fire of London.
Yeah.
Or something like that. I'm sure that Charlie Harper's at least 400 years old. Anyway, it's a great album, and it's their 25th album. So I don't know what they've been going through the alphabet. So the 26th album will start with a Z or a Z, depending where you're from. What is UK Subs website?
UKSubs.com.
UKSubs.co.uk. Oh, I've done it. Probably been Internet 5, Tony 3. Have you got any more gigs for us?
I do, yes.
Why'd you say it like that?
Because I was going to do the twat first.
Right. Have you got a twat for us?
I do.
Brilliant. Go for that.
thanks for your twats. Do email me a twat if you have one. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want a twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It's fairly simple. The order of the twat and the guide will become apparent. I got one from Graham this week.
Who said? Graham.
He says, hi Tony, I've got a short is a twat for you. Not that short. Sound Food and Drink is a great independent venue
sound,
in Liverpool.
Food it's and Drink!
That supports live music. Not only did they give a home to the weekly Liverpool acoustic open mic, they also pay host to the free rock and roll nights and help us give gigs to touring bands and musicians on the punk and garage end of the musical spectrum.
Oh, so far so good.
And they do Fab Stone Baked Pizzas too. Always good to know. Last week they were broken into and had a lot of gear stolen. This is how the owner, Jules Bennett, put it. Go for a bevy and sound this week. Some little scroat turned the place over the other night and we're not sure where we stand with insurance. Even if we do get some of it back, it won't be for ages and it sure won't pay the bills this week. So have a boss pint and a great pizza in a sound bar and help a brother out. So for the little scroat who broke into Sound Food and Drink from whichever stone he crawled out from under, is a twat. P.S. Support your independent venues because you'll miss them when they're gone.
Correct.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, absolutely justified.
Yeah, so...
It's like, he's become... whoever did it, he's the man who stole music.
Yeah, is that the Grinch?
Worse. Worse than the Grinch.
Yeah, it is a bad thing, especially for like venues which don't make a great deal of money anyway. And
that's right.
And when bands get their equipment stolen, it's all fucked up.
Yeah, that's what happens when you live in a third world country.
It isn't it? So, the little squirrel who worked in sand food and drink from Cheatherstone, he called out from under,
"Is a twat." Let's do it again in Scouse.
So, the little squirrel who worked in sand food and drink from Cheatherstone, he called out from under,
"Is a twat." Yeah, it really is as well. Yeah. Good luck to sand food and drink. I hope you get everything sorted out and you get the equipment replaced if not found again, and I hope the insurance is all right. And thank you to R. Graham to alerting us for that. And yes, it was a completely justified twat.
It was.
Right.
Got a gig guide.
Go for it.
So I got another one from R. Graham.
Right.
And it's at the Free Rock and Roll gig venue. So the next Free Rock and Roll night is this Thursday, the 19th, at Sound Food and Drink on
Sound
Duke
Food
Street
and Drink
in Liverpool. Yeah.
Right, get down there. Get some of their money back.
Yep, it's all free. It starts at 8 p.m, 9 p.m. first band, free entry as I say. They've got Norweb, Nervous Twitch and Connor Kelly.
Well, I hope they feel better soon.
Yeah, more details, facebook.com/freerockandroll.
It'll be brilliant. Get down there, support it, help them out. Go and have a Boss pint or 10.
That's exactly, and a pizza.
And a pizza, of course, yeah.
Why not buy two pizzas, just so, you know.
Yeah. We'll hey, we didn't here. Sing the gig guide thing for that, did we? Too we late now.
Well.
Too late now. Right, last band this week. I thought we'd finish on some stateside New Jersey supergroup rock and roll. What do you reckon?
Sounds good to me.
Excellent. Band called The Satisfactors. I think this is the second or third track we've played by them. This album's come out a little bit earlier this year. Great album. Great rock and roll. Do you know, it's a great driving album, Tony.
Okay.
You can imagine yourself on the freeway, driving into the sunset with your girl by your side and the guns in the boot. Probably, or perhaps,
or the gun by your side and the girl in the boot, whichever.
Tony, you've got to stop this. Three strikes, you're out. What is the Satisfactors website?
thesatisfactors.com.
It is. It's Tony Four, point of the internet five. I don't think you've ever made me laugh so much. So this is right. You can even say what this is.
This is the Satisfactors, and hit me.
That was a satisfaction. Hit me, Tony. I loved you saying that. You have been outrageous this week. Maybe you could just mention the internet stations that carry the show.
Yep, we're on Padunk, Padunk Radio, PODUNKRadio.com. We're on Radio Andra, Radio Andra, ANDRA.SE. And the latest station we're on is TBFM, which you can find them at tbfmonline.co.uk.
Excellently said. I look forward to seeing some of you in maybe Henlow on Thursday or Luton on Friday, both places in Bedfordshire. I'm now going to go and have kangaroo burgers for my dinner.
Fantastic.
I'm quite excited about that. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A-poog, a-poog.
Bunch of guns.